like they gotta like keep that part rooted to be able to make that sound.
Okay.
So that's the hardest sound to make it.
So I'm whipping the, yeah.
This direct. Mm-hmm. I play this way. Like, I use this hand for this hand, not the other hand. That's the sound that supposedly takes, you know, 5 years of practice to get. Aim for the center too, each time. Mm. And hit it down.
Like that.
Go back and forth. You practice that.
But I don't want to rub, I can.
You're practicing the wrong hand that you're playing, that you normally play with, right?
Well, I'm just wondering if... Because, I mean, on the drums, my snare hand would be on this... I would have, like, the hits. I'm just wondering if my dexterity is better on my right hand, though, for this instrument. I don't know. Oh! But yeah.
You make the really nice sound, you can start slowly, just
okay.
You now increase your speed slowly. See how this might sound is not as good as I go pick it. Mm-hmm. It's like,
okay.
If you start, build up the strength to be able to. And that's one other. Boom. That can be made easily. Just to keep it open. Harder sound. Hardest sound is that really high gun. Tal. Tal. It's the tal.
Tal, yeah, the tal, yeah.
It's the rhythm.
You know what?
the meat got. It's going really slow here. Slow stuff.
Wow.
This is when the highest point of the slow.
Yeah? Wow, okay.
See, if you go 1 BPM, if it's at 74 BPMs, you go 1 BPM higher, it'll go to back to. Gone up in BPM, but it's actually gone slower because Vilambat is the slow part and the medium part is you have to play more sparse during the faster parts.
Really?
That's how you do it. You play more sparse to make it go quicker.
Oh, because then people can fit their fills and stuff.
So yeah,
because you have all the
but now I'm going fast. But if you go down one, it's at the fastest part of the madhya. But then it switches to drut, which is going half time again, and then speeding it up, and then you go half time, and then you bring it up the tempo, and then you go half time, and you bring up the tempo, and you rat them.
Wow. Okay.
But you just make it more, not by bringing it. Like for example, the tabla, in Indian music will start look how slow it's going down. It's got like a 1, 2, 3, 4 for each number.
Okay. Wow, okay.
So it starts with no rhythm, then we slowly bring up the rhythm, and 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 then we go for the ending at the highest possible rhythm.
Okay.
Which is the T high, you know? Which is, you know, something like, you know.
Yes, okay. That's the finale, okay.
It's the T high.
That's the T high, that's what they call it. Does it mean end, or what does it mean?
Yeah, it's like you play
crescendo.
If you play a melody 4 times in a row, the same melody, all the other soloists know, okay, it's T high.
Ah.
If you start to play something in a row, they're gonna like start to play more attention, like we might hit the ending, right? Like the end riff is going.
Ah, okay.
Right.
That's how they signal it, okay.
Yeah. So those are a couple of...
Sweet, man, I'm going to have to throw...
Indian music.
Shit.
In my limited knowledge.